The answer is B, increased 24-25-dihydroxyD3, increased serum ALP, decreased PCO2. 24-25-D3 is increased because in the setting of renal failure, there's decreased conversion of 25-D3 to 125-D3, and 25-D3 will be shunted to another inactive form called 24-25-D3. Serum ALP is increased because PTH is increased in the setting of renal failure. PTH activates osteoblasts, and increased serum ALP will reflect osteoblast activity. CO2 is decreased because renal failure is a metabolic acidosis, so CO2 will go down to compensate. That's it.